Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
WGN. Steve Dale for Bob Cerrata on WGN 822. Good morning. Happy New Year to all of you, including 32nd Ward Alderman Scott Wagaspak. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So I thought I need to do this. You know, we asked the mayor what his resolutions are for himself, his family, for the city of Chicago, and for the alderman. And he answered. And it's fair as fair. We need to ask an alderman who doesn't always agree with our mayor what your resolutions are. Well, first of all, for yourself, similarly for the city, and for the mayor?
Well, I think for the city, you know, and you can circle back around on the other ones, but I just think that getting the city moving in the right direction, I feel it deserves it. You know, you watch the New Year's come in last night, and you think, boy, Chicago really needs to have us get in the right direction, and that is making sure that, you know, people have jobs and growth and everything that we want for a great city that people will really enjoy. I was watching Horace Grant was on one of the shows yesterday chatting. I think it was One North, and he was just talking about, you know, a hard-working city that he came to, and he wanted to give the same effort when he was a ball player with the Bulls. And it was kind of cool to hear that. So, yeah, I just think for me, it would be just put another great effort in next year, and you know, for everybody, and hopefully that turns out better for the city.
Okay, so what the mayor also talked about is that one of his hopes is that, because the numbers, the crime numbers, are moving in the right direction, and while there are certainly issues, and there are for any major city, but we have ours. We need, he said, and I think this is a direct quote, to feel it. Is that kind of what you're saying as well? We need to, things are going better. So I don't know that you think necessarily, you'll tell me if things are going better or not, but statistically, in many ways, they seem to be. But he said the next thing is that we need to feel it. How do you feel?
Well, statistically, yeah, I think things on books aren't better. You know, you have a great superintendent of police who's doing a stellar job, as far as I can tell, with
yes,
getting the morale of officers back up, and you know, they want to work. I think the other issue is the officers know that when they do arrest somebody or they do make an effort, that you have a state's attorney that's actually going to do something this time. And I think that's where the actual growth is, and, you know, making sure that growth of safety in the city. That's where I'm seeing a change, because criminals know that if they do something now, unlike the 8 prior years, that they're actually going to have themselves held accountable. So, you know, I think, there's still a long way to go there. I think people have to feel safe when they walk out on the street. I think some neighborhoods, yes, but, you know, we really need to make sure the entire city feels that way, too.
And I know one area that you feel strongly about is the CTA. In some ways, that's gotten better, too, but I know you ride the CTA a lot. I do. And in some ways, other cities are light years ahead of us, I think.
Yeah, that's been very frustrating to watch. You know, when I take it the mornings and I see what's happening on the train, and you have people coming in from, you know, out of state, and this is their first trip to Chicago, or maybe second. And what they see is just really in kind of an unkempt train, and a lot of people causing havoc. You know, it's just not a good sight. And I think there's a long way to go with that. Obviously, we have the funding sources coming through now to make sure that the CTA gets over the hump for the funding that it needs, along with Metro and PACE. So that's really important. Now they have to spend the money correctly, you know, and I think there still needs to be a lot more done to make it safe on a daily basis. I mean, it can't turn into a homeless encampment. It just can't. And you can't have people coming in from O'Hare or Midway that are doing business here, visiting family, whatever it might be, and that's their first site in the city of Chicago. No way. It just cannot keep happening that way. And I know the state legislators, you know, they're kind of like, hey, we put the money in, we did this or that. But, you know, if people want more control of the different systems, like whether it's the CTA or if now we want an elected school board, then the responsibility has to fall on those people to make sure they follow through.
Yeah, it would be helpful if they were professionals in transportation rather than political appointees as well. But rather than go there, let me ask you about budget. So it finally, who wins here? Is it the mayor? Is it the alderman? Is it the city of Chicago? Or does everybody lose? And next year, can you promise it won't go? What's the deal that it has to go down to the last minute?
Well, I think everybody kind of won on this one for the city. I don't think the mayor necessarily won outright. We didn't win outright. And that our intent was never, when we were putting up this fight with the mayor's agenda, was never to come out acting like we were winning. You know, we have a $16 billion budget. We were trying to put together a coalition of aldermen that, you know, not only 26, because you have to, you know, you can use 26 to get over the first two or three hurdles. But if the mayor wants to veto a budget, you know, you need 34 to get over that. So it was a pretty Herculean effort on our part to just get the 26 on a lot of different issues that we had. You know, we didn't want a new property tax hike that he was, in essence, kind of pushing.
Not this very last time out. He said nothing. It was the head tax. It wasn't a property tax, right?
Yeah, the last one was a property tax, but, you know, if you don't have the head tax, his warning was, I'm going to do a property tax hike. So, you know, he's just looking to tax wherever he can, spend wherever he can. And for a lot of us, it was, well, wait a minute, where are the cuts and efficiencies here that we should have coming out of COVID? We knew that the COVID situation created a larger budget for us, but we knew that was going to go away after COVID. And what we're seeing here is, no, we're not going to give that up. We're going to keep spending, and borrowing to the hilt. And this mayor was basically you know, put us in a situation where we had to say, we have to put a check on this. And trying to get these aldermen together, you know, we worked on different aspects of it. I focused particularly on the Ernst & Young report that came out and some of the other issues. So, yeah, for a lot of us, it was, look, we have to turn the corner now. And can't just be about borrowing and spending and, you know, running off on the agenda that you want. You don't get everything you want, Mayor. And that's why we had to run in and put a check on him.
All right. We're up against news here from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. So in 20 seconds or less, because I did notice you didn't answer, your resolution for the mayor?
I think more compromise. Hopefully he's a person that can come out next year and realize that he's got to do things for the whole city and not just himself. So I'm hoping that, that happens.
All right. Sounds good. The best to you and your family in 2026. Scott Wagaspak, 32nd Ward, thank you.